We're not ready to go yet. Is there any way you can send this thing into overtime?
Yeah. No problem.
I don't know what he was looking at, but we're going into overtime.
North High, Carolinson, and Eckridge to the far side. Bauer and Bailey in the backfield. Manship, your left wing. Give it to Bailey on a little cross counter. Bailey's gone. My goodness, first play for scrimmage. It's a foot race down the far side to the 20, the 10. Just like that, an 84-yard touchdown run at the 11:01 mark. And if you didn't catch him on that play, you probably won't catch him again because I think he's probably done. David Bailey, they gave him the rock, and it was a counter, and he was gone. Garrett Murray gave him everything he had, couldn't reel him down, and an 84-yard touchdown run.
Mark Potter and the coach, Dale Beecraft, on the call right here. Your Overtime Live Friday Night Lights Game of the Week, 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net. As the North Carolina Bulldogs, they bullied their way over the Queen Anne's Lions, 55-7 the final. Mike Bradley coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy studios. Of course, Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton Inn & Suites. Getting a look at your Pret Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Pret Moy Therapy Associates providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. Well, that was a rare game where you see a top team like Queen Anne's who, even though I have that ranked number three in the Bayside, they get it handed to them. But I think that it's pretty clear that there is a major divide between the first two teams in the conference and teams 3 through 13. And there may be a big divide between 1 and 2. We obviously won't know that until later in the year. But North Carolina, after giving up that early touchdown on the second play of the game, the first offensive play for Queen Anne's, they went 3 and out on their next drive, but beginning on their second offensive drive, they got it into gear, and they didn't look back with the win 55-7 tonight. And look, I'm just going to say this off the bat. Well, two things. First, with Queen Anne's, coming off a game against Sussex Central and then playing North Carolina like that, you know, on the outside looking in, you'd say, well, they're battle-tested from SC. Why not the better showing? But I think you have to realize, though, especially when you've got a guy like David Bailey, who's just a special player, guys like that can be game changers, and they don't come around often in a conference like this, and Jamion Franklin the same. When you've got a couple of Division I players, folks, you don't get those every year in the Bayside Conference, okay? And among even some of the best conferences, you're not always sending D1 guys off from high school to college. It just doesn't happen that way. They are game changers, but North Caroline, okay, still has another 19 pretty darn good players on that team as well. And this program has certainly taken it to the next level. Queen Anne's graduated a ton of guys last year. So I wouldn't go too overboard in saying what's happened to Queen Anne's. Look, a lot of graduation, and that's just a really good North Carolina team. Now, obviously, Donnie Grafe of Queen Anne's is not happy with the way things turned out. And it's one thing to lose to North Carolina. It's another thing by the score that they did. But man, when this thing snowballs and gets out of control, it becomes very difficult for your offense then to score when you're playing from behind like that. So if you're a Queen Anne's fan, I wouldn't get too far off in one direction or the other. Is there progress to be made? Yes. But is it a young team? And is North Carolina a very good team that has more returning starters? Yes. Will Queen Anne's get better? Yes. Is North Carolina a special team this year? Yes, they are. And on the flip end of this, because I'm kind of coming from the Queen Anne's perspective first, from the North Carolina perspective, and I know we're only 4 weeks in, but I'm going to say this right now, that you just have the feeling in the back of your mind that even though a couple of years ago North Carolina made a deep run, losing a tough one to Walkersville, you have the feeling that this team has that special season in them when you've got Bailey and Franklin, but also you've got Cody Pepper now, who has stepped up his game. And in the same way that Cameron Bird did from his junior year to senior year, you're seeing that with Cody Pepper. And when you could throw that passing game in there just enough, and head coach James McCormick has gotten more aggressive in his play calling at times, that could be a big difference. But there's no doubt that expectations are high. When you beat a team like Queen Anne's, and I don't care how many guys they graduated, when you do that in Centerville 55-7, you know you got a special team. We'll see what they do against Kent Island later in the season. But this is a North Carolina team right now that I'll tell you that there's no reason why, of course, A, they shouldn't go to the playoffs, which I think there's a pretty good shot at this point now that they're 4-0 of that happening. But also, this team ought to make a deep run. They ought to make a deep run. And I'm excited about that, and I don't want to flash forward too far because there's another 6 weeks to go. But it's tough not to look at this team and say, how far can they go? How far can they go? I know it's 1 week at a time, but it's my job to look ahead. They can take it 1 week at a time. I have the luxury of being able to take a look out a little further. All right, so that's the score tonight, 55-7, the final. A whole host of guys getting in the fray tonight, but David Bailey with multiple touchdowns, but a lot of guys with a good game tonight. Dominating performance. All right, other games of the week. Well, I shouldn't say games of the week, but other games on this Friday night, that is. Kent Island on the road in Berlin taking on Stephen Decatur. And what was special about this game is, as you know, Stephen Decatur head coach Bob Knox last year took a leave of absence because his grandson, who's still battling a rare form of cancer, was diagnosed last year, and he took the time off to be with his daughter, to be with his grandson, and to help out there. And Decatur had a 1-9 finish. And it was a tough season for Decatur. This year, going into the game tonight, they had already doubled the amount of wins that they had all of last year. They had a tough Kent Island team coming to town, the other top team of the Bayside, as both North Carolina 4-0 and Kent Island improving to 4-0 tonight. Bob Knox's grandson ran out with Bob and the players tonight on the field. That had to be the greatest feeling in the world. And even though Decatur lost tonight, Decatur won because of what happened before the game. And it's an example, of course, that there are bigger things than football. But Kent Island, this game was close early on, and they pulled away towards the end. But give Decatur credit, they did a pretty good job in this one. Eventually, Kent Island, though, the better team, won out 30-3 the final in this one. But Decatur certainly coming along, I think, a lot further this year than they were last year. But Kent Island now 4-0. Decatur drops to 2-2. Kent County, they avoid being the team that gave Snow Hill their first win since 2014, October of 2014. Kent County in a back-and-forth game with Snow Hill, but they come out the victor 45-28, getting their first win of the year at 1-3. Snow Hill dropping to 0-4, but playing better football. The problem is, when you look at the schedule from here on out, I don't know that they really have a chance at a win between now and the rest of the year. Maybe one game in there that I'm missing against an Eastern Shore team if they played Nandua. That's a possibility. Cambridge, South Dorchester, and Colonel. Folks, this game was 8-8 at halftime, but Cambridge, South Dorchester eventually pulling away to win 28-14 to give Cambridge their first win of the year at 1-3. Colonel dropping to 1-3. But, you know, Colonel, they lose that game to J.M. Bennett at the beginning of the year on a late field goal. They were up 8-7, and for J.M. Bennett, Steve Oscar kicks a 42-yard field goal with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter to give them the victory. But Colonel very easily could have been coming into this game 2-1, and even losing tonight would have had a better record than Cambridge. But Colonel in this game, they fall though 28-14 to Cambridge, who gets their first win after three tough opponents in the first 3 weeks. Colonel was no rollover either. Cambridge though without Tyler Harding in this game, and able to get the victory. Taj Moloch with three touchdowns in the game to help out the Vikings, who have to be feeling better. But look, kudos to Cambridge for bouncing back, but kudos to Colonel for playing a tough game. Jordan Gabriel and Robert Thompson with touchdowns for Colonel Richardson in that one. Parkside and Wicomico in the first game of the Battle of Salisbury for the Salisbury Championship. Parkside has now won six straight. Is it five or six straight over Wicomico? I believe it's five straight over Wicomico now. They win tonight 31-8. This game was close early on, but Parkside able to pull away, and it looks like a fake punt by Wicomico down just 15-8 gave Parkside good field position. Parkside capitalized, and from there went up 22-8. And at that point, obviously, Parkside did a good job defensively, and Wicomico's defense all in all, tonight did actually a pretty good job. It wasn't their fault that they dealt bad field position on that play, but it was a curious call, a very aggressive call. I'm not sure they needed to do it. The last time we saw Washington was trailing Laurel from the Henlopen Conference by a wide margin. I believe it was 27-0. I have not seen a final in that one quite yet. And then Easton tomorrow on the road to J.M. Bennett at noon. Easton at 1-2, J.M. Bennett at 2-1. But as we know, Mason Ledford done for the year. Last week, running back Connor Butler was out, and also one of their wide receivers was out as well with injury. Easton, though, afforded themselves well, even though they fell to Parkside last week, 25-13. Parkside scored on a late touchdown. Easton with, some good defensive performances this year. I give them a lot of credit for hanging in there and playing well. The question is, how fast could Jared Winters get up to speed and get that offense to a level that they can score enough to win? And there were some good signs last week against Parkside, but still some work to be done. And we'll see what happens tomorrow in that one. All right, we will take a timeout, and when we come back, we will take a trip around the Bayside. We'll try to catch up with Kent Island's head coach, Damian Ferragamo, also Brendan Ironton of Kent County, and Jake Coleman of Cambridge, and a host of guests. So we'll get to that next. It's Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, East Indiana Suites, Mike Bradley Company Live from the Edge Training Academy Studios as Week 4 just about in the books. But we're back next.
Can't get us on the radio at 94.3 Winx FM? Then find the link on winxfm.com or sfmsports.net and listen live thanks to worldwide streaming by SFM Sports.
Millennium Auto Glass is your one-stop shop for everything glass. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, tractor, or house, Millennium Auto Glass can come to you. Locally owned and operated and serving Maryland since 1957 and now taking care of the shore from their Canvas Back Drive location in Easton. And why would you not want the glass pros at Millennium Auto Glass to handle all of your tinting needs? All of their work comes with a lifetime warranty. Call Millennium Auto Glass today. 410-829-5013. 410-829-5013. 5013, or check them out online at millennium2autoglass.com.
Congratulations to Carly and Catherine Allen from North Dorchester High School. They are this week's Student Athletes of the Week, sponsored by Chesapeake College. Catherine and Carly have been on the varsity volleyball team since they were a freshman, and here they are 4 years later. Catherine, one of the three setters on the varsity squad. Carly, a strong outside hitter. Both of them working so hard to become better volleyball players, and both carrying 4.0 GPAs. Congratulations from Overtime Live and Chesapeake College, where you can discover the Eastern Shore's newest programs for today's hottest careers. Your time, your place, Chesapeake College.
Whether you're beginning on the path to earn college credit, build a great resume, or a new career, it's time to take your place at Chesapeake College, the convenient and affordable place you can turn to at any stage in your life. Earn a degree, boost your job skills, and move forward with Chesapeake's small classes, affordability, and flexibility. Go to chesapeake.edu. See why this is your time and your place at Chesapeake College.
Preston Ford is going to rock Delmarva with below friends and neighbors pricing. Prices are so low, we can't even advertise them. Choose from a massive inventory of over 1,000 new Fords, and 0% financing is available for up to 72 months. Plus, first responders get an additional $1,000 appreciation cash on F-150s and Super Duties. We're dealing like never before. Bring in your best deal, and we'll beat it. Don't miss out. Below friends and neighbors pricing absolutely ends September 30th, only at Preston Ford or online at PrestonFord.com.
It's Overtime Live with Mike Bradley, the only show on the shore covering high school football in the Bayside Conference, here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 9:27 on the OTL. Kent Island head coach Damian Ferragamo joining us on the hotline as Kent Island victors tonight over Stephen Decatur by a score of 30-3. Coach, congratulations as the second team of the Bayside, the only other team outside of North Carolina to be at 4-0 on the season. But this one tonight, you know, the schedule is what it is. You know, a little softer schedule to start the season, but tonight a long road trip to Stephen Decatur. And from all accounts from Twitter early on in this game, they gave you a pretty good game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We definitely weren't clicking on all cylinders and made some mistakes down in the red zone early in the game that we're not accustomed to making. And, you know, you got to give credit to Stephen Decatur on that, too. You know, they're out there playing defense and they're forcing mistakes.
Yeah, I was very interested to see how this game would go. I thought it would be a good litmus test game for Decatur, see how they would stand up this year against some of the top teams and to see how far the program's come. As you mentioned, Kent Island stopped on their first offensive drive around the four-yard line, then a fumble a little bit later on. Kent Island had some opportunities. Your team obviously had some opportunities there, but you were able to get the safety and go up 9-3 early in this game. But the word on Twitter was that Decatur was doing a pretty good job stopping your run game. Is that accurate? And what were they doing that made things difficult?
Oh, I don't know how accurate that is. I think we ran the ball pretty well today. I think we had over 300 yards rushing today.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how accurate that was on Twitter. We had some issues. We fumbled the ball once. Had some pre-snap penalties, and our passing game wasn't clicking like it has. We missed some open receivers and didn't take advantage of a lot of the things that were given to us.
Well, see, that's why we talked to the coaches, because tonight Twitter said that your passing game was working, but that the running game, not that it was bad, but that they were getting challenged by Decatur. Obviously, it turned out to be the quite the opposite there.
Yeah, I would say so.
Coach, you talked last week about the long trip to Berlin, and obviously a 6 o'clock start as compared to a 7 o'clock start that you have in Stevensville. What did you do to get ready for this game so that the kids would be fresh and their mind in the right place?
All you can do is try to leave early, get to your site as early as possible, and just try to work out that bus ride a little bit. But it's part of living in this conference, and everybody has to deal with it. So it's no excuse for a slow start or anything like that. People are traveling pretty far distances around here.
And, Coach, tonight, obviously, the defense doing a really good job holding Stephen Decatur to just a field goal. What were you most impressed with tonight by your defense?
I think it just goes back to what Ken Allen always is, just playing hard. Running around. We got guys in different slots, guys playing multiple positions, which is not only tough on them physically, but tough on them mentally. So, their mental toughness and their stick-to-itiveness of playing against a pretty good running back, Stephen Decatur has. Just kind of just sticking with the game plan.
Coach, at 4-0, obviously record-wise, you can't get any better, but what have you seen so far that you've liked, and what do you still feel like you guys need to get better at?
Just having a clean game. Live ball fouls, things that happen within a play are going to happen. Be either holding penalties or a face mask or something like that. But we're having too many pre-snap penalties, especially on offense. It's putting us in a bad situation with down and distance. So we definitely have to clean that up.
And, Coach, tonight you take a look, and I don't know if you heard about North Carolina tonight after getting down 7-0 early. They go on to win 55-7, 55 unanswered points. And I guess to your point, those kind of penalties you could get away with early in the year, but later in the year when you play the Bulldogs, because that's going to be a big matchup, obviously that's something you do have to clean up for a game like that.
That is so far down the line. I think we have our hands full next week.
Coach, next week you've got Parkside at home. That's our overtime live Friday Night Lights game of the week. Parkside winners tonight over Wicomico 31-8. What do you know? I know you probably haven't looked at much tape of them, but what do you know of Parkside? What can you tell us?
I know they're a big physical team. They're big up front. They're big in the backfield. So, it's definitely going to be a challenge. They want to be physical. They want to run the ball at you. And they have a lot of speed to hit the edges as well. So, We're preparing for a good game, a good close, probably one possession game.
And, Coach, taking a look as well with the game on Friday night at home, is that your homecoming game?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I know we always talk about those homecoming games and distractions, et cetera, although that hasn't seemed to affect you guys in the win-loss column in a negative way.
Homecoming is something for everybody but the people involved in the football game. So, it's just one of those things. It's part of the whole high school experience. So we'll have to deal with those distractions. So I expect you ready to play.
Coach, did you come out of the game healthy tonight?
Right now we're healthy. At this point in the season, everybody's got bumps and bruises and everything. But as of right now, we're a healthy football team.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go, and safe travels back to Stevensville from Berlin. Congratulations tonight on the win. 30-3, the final. Kent Island defeats Decatur, the only other 4-0 team in the Bayside outside of North Carolina. Coach, congrats, and Mark, we'll talk to you on the field next week, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. We appreciate it. Kent Island head football coach Damian Ferragamo joining us on the hotline there as Kent Island gets it done tonight, 30-3 against Stephen Decatur. We'll take a timeout when we come back. We'll try to catch up with Kent County head coach Brendan Ireton as the Trojans get their first win of the year against Snow Hill in what was a pretty darn good game. If you happen to travel down to Snow Hill tonight, that game was supposed to be a home game, but because of the resodding that they're doing in Wharton, Kent County have to play a few extra road games. But this one in their favor, we'll talk about it next.
We need your help. If you're attending a high school sports game, then we want your pictures and videos. Send them to us at OvertimeLive@GoEaston.net or tag Mark Potter or Overtime Live in your Facebook pictures.
Here's your Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading update. Let's take a look at the current standings heading into tomorrow's action in the 9U. Dorchester sitting at 5-0, while both Kent and Talbot County are at 3-1. In the 11U, Dorchester getting through a 4-0 season so far, while the Caroline Cougars are at 3-1. In the 12U, South Caroline unbeaten at 4-0. The Chesapeake Piranhas have a 2-1 record and in second. In the 13U division, Dorchester, after their tie with Kent County last week, they are 4-0-1, while the Chesapeake Piranhas are at 4-1. Games coming up for tomorrow at Dorchester. South Carolina's going to be visiting. They'll have the 7U, 9U, 11U, and 13U games being played. At Kent County, they will host the Talbot County Braves. Plus, at 2 o'clock, you don't want to miss the South Carolina at Kent County 12U contest. The Caroline Cougars will be hosting the Chesapeake Piranhas tomorrow. The 7U kicks off at 9 a.m. with a game stretching all the way with a 4 o'clock start time for the 12U. This has been your Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading Update on Overtime Live on 94.3 Winks FM.
Hear the latest in high school sports news with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. Each week, Glenn Clark and Wick Eisenberg will bring you the scores from around Maryland, games to watch, and discuss the latest high school sports news on High School Sports Line.
I want to start on the football field, a huge showdown between Calvert Hall and Wise.
90 yards wow. to start the game off on a touchdown, real barn burner right away.
High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. Listen anytime at mdnewsnetwork.net.
Suicide prevention starts with everyday heroes like you. Join us Saturday, September 23rd at the Ocean City Boardwalk and Caroline Street as we walk to fight suicide and raise awareness about mental health. You can be part of the movement and create a culture that's smart about mental health. Out of the Darkness Walks will raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. If suicide has touched your life in any way, you are not alone. Get details on the Ocean City Walk or find one near you at outofthedarkness.org.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette and Moy Therapy Associates in the Adirondack Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2982, and we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette and Moy Therapy Associates. It's with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410 888-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
It's Overtime Live with analysis, interviews, and predictions covering high school football in the Bayside Conference like none other here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.com.
You know, you kind of have to take a step back and look at everything surrounding the game before you go too far off the deep end with that one. And as I made mention in my preview, and we'll get to a coach here in just a second, as I made mention in my preview at sfmsports.net, where you can access Overtime Live, folks, this year, Centerville, 6-4 may be their record. And for a lot of teams, that's a pretty successful year. Not in Centerville, not by a long shot, but that may very well be reality this year. All right, joining us, we've got one of the coaches on the hotline. Who is this we're talking to at Overtime Live?
Coach Ironton.
Coach Ironton of the Kent County Trojans, who get it done tonight, 45-28, a win on the road at Snow Hill. And Coach, I know that we talked the last time or 2 weeks ago that you didn't want to be the team that gave Snow Hill their first win since October of 2014, but a really good game, and I think we thought going in that it would be. You know, Snow Hill has been playing better the last couple of weeks or just this season in general. Some of the guys that they have gotten 2 or 3 years of experience now, and you guys are in a rebuilding mode, but you also come into this game 100% healthy. But talk to us about this. It looks like the fans got treated to a good one.
Yeah, I thought we played well in spurts. I think we disappeared for a quarter, and it kind of put us in a tight spot. But thought overall we played pretty well tonight, and we played for you know, we finished the game out this week.
Talk about being healthy for the first time. Silas Phillips, who missed a game or two for you, back tonight, and he had, what, 5 touchdowns for you?
Yeah, I would say probably he had 5 touchdowns, probably close to, if not over, 300 yards rushing tonight.
Now, well, that's a fantastic performance. I don't think you could ask for anything else. So obviously tonight offensively you had to feel good. Where was most of your damage done? I would assume on the ground, or did you have a nice mix in the air and on the ground?
No, we're running the football.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What if any challenge did you feel like Snow Hill presented defensively for you tonight, or was it just a battle of winning the battle of attrition? That is.
They got one guy that plays pretty good, one technique inside, and I thought he played pretty well. I thought they had some speed at certain spots that really hurt us when we were on defensively, and they took advantage of it in one kickoff and a couple plays where we just didn't hold on the tackle, and they ended up busting it. So I thought, you know, it's tough when you have low numbers like that, and they fought pretty hard. So you know, I was just proud that we were able to finish this game out this week.
And you guys have about, what, 30 on the roster? I think Snow Hill has about, what, 22 to 25, something like that.
Yeah, I'd say that we're probably about 33. So, okay. They're definitely much improved, and I think they'll continue to get better.
Now, and speak a little bit more defensively tonight. Snow Hill scores 28. What did you feel like the defense did well, and what do you feel like they needed to improve on?
I thought we played well for 3 quarters, you know, getting to the football, making tackles. I think they had an injury earlier, quarterback, so that kind of hurt them. But I thought we played better getting to the football in those 3 quarters. For 1 quarter, I thought we really disappeared. I was disappointed in that. But, you know, I think today is just something we can continue to build on and improve it.
So did their starting quarterback not come back into the game?
I think he went out in the first half, and they ended up going with somebody else the rest of the way.
All right, so that's a big blow. Did Amonte Allen play tonight? Because David Inslee said he heard that he might not play.
No, he didn't play. So, but not, I don't know what the kid's name is. Number 15, he had a really good game. So he was a pretty good player as well. I think he's a senior. So he was pretty good. Their one defensive line was. So they had some guys that could play. So they had, they had better size this year than what they've had in the past as well.
Yeah, Rayshon Bain, number 15, who's listed as a wide receiver. Did he fill in at running back tonight?
He did. Okay. He played really well.
Yeah, he had 4 touchdowns, so he was trying to match Silas Phillips there, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, he didn't. So.
Yeah, that's right. So you guys get your first win of the year. That has to feel good. And, Coach, we talked about with resodding, you're having to play a few resodding the field, that is. Your guys are having to play a few extra games on the road. And this is a long trek to Snow Hill from Wharton.
It is. Yeah, it's, you know, just being young, I think it's also good, though, because we're getting a lot of experience in there for what most other teams probably wouldn't get to. I mean, it is what it is. We got a great new field, so it's great, and it'll be ready down the road. But, you know, these guys are getting some pretty good experience right now and learning how to play on the road, which, you know, you need to be able to do to win some big games
you know, going further.
So the game next week that was supposed to be home against Queen Anne's will now be in Centerville. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And Queen Anne's coming off a tough loss tonight, 55-7 at the hands of North Carolina. That'll be a tough, hungry opponent. And Coach Grafe said after the game to Mark Potter, he couldn't tell us what he told his team after the game.
You know what, North Carolina, they got something special going right now. So that's going to be tough. So, and I'm sure Queen Anne's going to come out ready to fire on all cylinders next week. So we got to be on our T's and Q's as well.
Coach, did you come out of the game healthy?
We did. So I'm expecting us to be, you know, again at 100% and, you know, hopefully rolling at it.
All right, very good. Well, he's Kent County head football coach Brendan Ironton as Kent County gets their first win of the year, 45-28 over Snow Hill. Kent County improving to 1-3. Snow Hill dropping to 0-4. Coach, best wishes, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care. Appreciate it. So head coach Brendan Ironton there joining us on the hotline. So making the most, too, of some injuries in this game. As they mentioned, they knocked out Snow Hill's starting quarterback in the first quarter. Amante Allen, their star running back, didn't play, although certainly Rayshon Bain filled in and did a heck of a good job in this one, scoring 4 touchdowns himself. So I'm not sure that there was really much of a drop-off there, it appears. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll try to catch up with some more coaches around the Bayside next.
Tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites, to see who is chosen as the Overtime Live Carpool Car Wash Coach of the Week. That coach will receive a free car wash, courtesy of the Carpool in Easton and Salisbury.
Terrapin Security has been protecting homes, farms, estates, and commercial properties on the Eastern Shore for decades. Terrapin Security offers simple security solutions and touches of home automation that give you better peace of mind as your family starts back into the school year. Know that your children are home safe. Working late or traveling, know that your home is secure with Terrapin Security. Jack Lesner, Lee Colby, and the rest of the staff at Terrapin Security wish you a safe transition back to school. Let Terrapin Security help secure everything you work for while you are out enjoying your children in their important school year activities. For a security analysis of your property, call 410-822-6500. Your neighbors that provide security for you and your family. Terrapin Security.
When it came to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fit the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all your craft and custom framing needs. We've got everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination.
Are you ready for some football?
Stop in and see our expanded Ravens and Redskins department. Flags, signs, power decals, and more. Great for that diehard NFL fan. Don't forget, fall and Halloween are in full swing. Check out our largest selection of Halloween decor ever. Daily specials on Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, located in the Easton Plaza.
Have a child that needs driver's ed? Maybe you need to attend the driver's improvement or point system conference class. In either case, you want to make the right choice by calling Bayside Driving School. Bayside Driving School has been locally owned and operated since 1982 and has the most experienced instructors. Driver's Ed classes start monthly in Talbot, Queen Anne, Caroline, and Dorchester. So call to reserve your spot today. For more information, call Bayside Driving School at 410-822-4411 or visit them on the web at baysidedriving.net. Make the right choice. Go Bayside.
Football season is here, and Kerry O, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Grawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Grawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Grawls, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyGraw.com.
Back to more of Overtime Live, Maryland's only high school football sports show on game night, here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 9:48 on the OTL. Joining us on the hotline, we've got Colonel Richardson head coach Dan Magnum joining us as tonight. A good game, and Colonel, unfortunately, coming up short 28-14 to Cambridge South Dorchester. But Coach, you have to feel good about the fact that, you know, maybe a year ago, this may not have been anywhere near close, but your kids played a good game. This was, what, 8-8 at halftime. But what was the difference? Obviously, Taj Moloch with a couple of touchdowns in the game. I guess that was the difference?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. I think we contained him well in the first half, and I thought our front seven held up well. I thought we set the edge well, and, you know, in that second half, I think they ran the legs off of us a little bit, and he was able to break through some seams and score. So once he gets in the open field, it's tough.
I was going to say, what did you feel like you needed to do tonight to win the game?
I thought we had to be tougher up front. And I watched, you know, a lot of film on Cambridge last year. They killed us with the counters and the just straight leads. Them not having Harding, I think, hurt them. They wanted to keep the ball on the ground. Like I said, I felt, you know, in the first half we played it well. I think in the second half we just wore out a little bit, and, you know, he found the seams, and once he finds that, he's gone.
Tonight you guys got on the board first. Jordan Gabriel touchdown run set up by Donovan Speller catch on Twitter. They said it was a really good catch. So 8-0 early, 8-8 at halftime. And then in the second half, Moloch with a 26-yard touchdown run to make it 14-8, excuse me. But it sounds like, I guess, the play where there was a sack by Cambridge that I guess led to them getting the ball back. And then Moloch with a 33-yarder at 28-8 at that point, I guess that pretty much sealed it.
Yeah, I think so. I think we made, it's about 6 minutes left. We scored another touchdown, and, you know, then we just couldn't get it going again, and that was pretty much the end of it there. So,
what are some of the positives you take away from this game tonight, though, Coach?
You know, I thought we played three quarters hard. I mean, we got to learn how to finish. You know, we kind of started off with Bennett. I think we played hard. Snow Hill, I thought we came out in the second half and played well against them and took care of business. Y-High, I thought, was, you know, we just, I don't know if it was a Saturday or what, but we didn't show up very well for them. I thought we showed up well for about three quarters a day. We got to learn to play hard in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I know we didn't get a chance to talk because of that Saturday game, and I certainly expected that game against Y-High to be closer, but read some of the quotes in the papers you as you talked about. But, you know, really, that J.M. Bennett game week one, I mean, you guys could have been coming into this game against Cambridge with a 2-1 record.
Yeah, that one got away from us, you know, and we had discussed this before, that, you know, the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs is winning those close games. You know, we had an opportunity tonight for probably, you know, 2.5, 3 quarters, and we didn't get it done, you know, and against Bennett, the same thing. So, you know, we got to focus on the next game. We have Arcadia on the road, and then we have three home games. Hopefully we think these next five we can compete well in, and then, of course, we have North Carolina at the end there.
Coach, how much of the finishing has to do with, because I know that you condition your players very hard because of the fact that the numbers are low. Tonight, I mean, it was a combination of the fact that Moloch's really good and you guys were just wearing down, or is it the fact that, as you mentioned, you just got to finish?
We just got to finish, you know. We can't use conditioning. I mean, we're in week four of the season. We're in football shape at this point, you know.
Yep.
We have to finish, and you know, those are things that they didn't do anything different. You know, they ran the same plays at us,
mm-hmm.
And they just kind of, you know, ran fresh legs and wore us down over time. And we gotta learn to fight through that. If we're going to beat the better programs like, you know, Bennett and Cambridge and those teams, we got to fight through it and learn how to win.
Do you feel like that your team cut down on mistakes from earlier in the year? And what about turnovers tonight? Was that an issue that plagued you guys at all?
I think we had one pick. We didn't have turnovers. We definitely cut that down. You know, as far as the penalties, we had very few of those. I think we've done well.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I mean, the big picture, we've done well in a lot of aspects. But, you know, like I said, we just have to learn how to finish and win games.
All right, so next week against Arcadia, what, if anything, can you tell us about them?
You know, we played them, I guess, what, the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be tough on the road. They got athletes. You know, they usually take a very large fullback, and they like to pound him, and they'll run some trick plays that we have to be aware of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to work that out for us next week.
And a team that played Snow Hill, I think, what, last week it was 36-27 in that one, although Stephen Decatur blew them out 44-0. So it's kind of in the middle. We've seen them play well and then not so well against some of the Bayside teams.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it's, you know, I know Y-High beat Decatur, and you know, Y-High kind of blew the brakes off us. So, you know, I think it's going to be a close game. You know, Snow Hill was, Snow Hill's got talent. I think they're going to win a couple this year. I mean, they were, they gave us fits in the first half. You know, so they were down early, and I think they fought back into it, and I think it became a shootout at the end. Of course, Arcadia won that one, but, you know, never know. I mean, we got to go out there and prepare, and hopefully we can come in with a win.
Anything special you do for those kind of long road trips?
You know, nothing. We just try to keep them focused on the bus, and, you know, it's difficult, you know, and you know, we try to talk football going down and what our assignments were. We try to keep them thinking about football on the way down,
sure,
not other things. And then, you know, we just get through our normal routine when we get there.
All right, well, Coach, best wishes, and we'll catch up with you next week. Appreciate your time tonight as Colonel Richardson, a valiant effort. They fall to Cambridge 28-14. Both teams down 1-3 on the year. Coach, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate it. At 9:55 on the OTL, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus East Edited Suites, coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy studios. We'll come back, and we'll try to catch up with some more coaches around the Bayside next.
Can't get us on the radio at 94.3 Winx FM? Then find the link on winxfm.com or sfmsports.net and listen live thanks to worldwide streaming by SFM Sports.
Doc's Downtown Grill is your destination for lunch or dinner. Doc's Downtown Grill has 7 big screen TVs, so you won't miss a single football game. You want to watch the Big Ten or SEC game? No problem. Doc's has them all. Plus, Doc's has the college game plan package, too. Like the NFL better? Doc's has every NFL game offered. Wear your Redskins or Ravens game day gear to Doc's on Sundays, and you could win some great prizes. Take advantage of Doc's touchdown menu during every game. Drink specials, plus food specials that include wings your way for just $6. Doc's Downtown Grill for food, fun, and football.
Matt, look out for that skunk!
I didn't even see that until you said something.
Here, try these.
What a difference. No glare.
That, my friend, is the Costa 580 polarized lens from an optical Galleria. They are a Costa RX dealer, so you can get a Costa with or without prescription. An optical Galleria has an in-house lab if you want to use your frame. They can fit you with the Experio polarized lens for the best vision under the sun. They're in Centerville and West Ocean City. Stop in and see the difference. 443-262-9415.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
Greg Hathaway knows a thing or two about winning since he was a part of Easton High School's 1986 Regional Championship football team. Greg has brought that winning attitude with him to Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 817 Arcadia Street in Easton. Let Greg Hathaway and his full-service staff take care of your auto, home, motorcycle, camper, and life insurance. And did you know State Farm Insurance offered banking, loans, and credit cards? Greg Hathaway State Farm wants to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Find out more by calling Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 410-822-7480 or go to GregHathawaySFAgent.com.
When it comes to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fits the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all of your crafts and custom framing needs. They have everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination. Keep updated on Facebook. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, Easton Plaza.
WINX-FM, St. Michael's Easton, Maryland's only high school football show on game night, is Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM.
The games are over, the lights are off, and the crowds have gone home. But we are just getting started. It's time to analyze the games, hear from the coaches, and look ahead to next week in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 9:59 on the OTL, almost 10 o'clock as we roll along here through most of week number four. Tomorrow, you've got 1-2 Easton on the road at 2-1 J.M. Bennett, kickoff at noon in Salisbury for that one. As Easton, with life after Mason Ledford, who's out for the year. And, yeah, I think they've afforded themselves well, as I mentioned, defensively. Offensively, Jared Winters is getting an early start at quarterback. And, look, if anything, glass half full here, he's going to have experience that he would not have gotten this year with Mason Ledford at the helm. Now, obviously, you want Ledford at the helm, don't get me wrong, but at least as you look forward to the 2018 season, going in next year, he'll have had a lot of experience under his belt, and we'll see what he could build on for the first couple of weeks, if they could do that against J.M. Bennett next week. I think they can. I think they can come out the victor. I think their defense will keep them in it. I think that they'll be able to get by. I think they have enough skill guys. And I think they're probably still better in the trenches, even though they're rebuilding. J.M. Bennett's just, unfortunately, so all over the place with their line play. And I know they scored a ton of points against Nandua, but then against Colonel, not so much. And they've been very inconsistent. And their offense certainly feeling good after last week. But the task will get tougher against Easton tomorrow. But I've got Easton winning in that game. Just taking a look tonight, we talked a lot about North Carolina, Queen Anne's, and that domination in the game. Kent Island over Decatur. No surprise in that one. Some mistakes early on, and as Coach Brendan, Damian Ferragamo may mention, they still have not played a clean game yet, and that's an area they want to clean up. Kent County getting the win at Snow Hill. Thought that they would do that tonight, but Snow Hill playing better. Still looking for that first win, but the program, despite the winless record, is better this year than it has been. But obviously, they would like to get at least one win in that column this year. Cambridge, South Dorchester, it was tight against Colonel. They did not have Tyler Harding in this game after he was knocked out of the game against North Carolina last week. And word was made he came back briefly in that game, but then was out for the rest of it. He did not play this week, so that puts them at a distinct disadvantage. But Taj Moloch carrying the load, and I thought that, honestly, a guy like him, that would be the difference in the game, would be their skill guys to get him over the hump, and he was able to do that in the game tonight. You know, Colonel, certainly they're not the rollover program that they used to be. You know, now last week against Wicomico, it wasn't great. The kids didn't get off the bus. I don't think that was an accurate showing of their team. But they've made strides. It's not always going to show up, though, in the win-loss column, especially with their numbers. But they've made some progress there. Parkside tonight, winners over Wicomico. I just texted head coach Brendan Riley, trying to get him on. They improved to 3-1. They had a very disappointing loss to a very good North Carolina team. That game got out of hand pretty quickly. They never had a chance to get back in it. They have a chance to redeem themselves against Kent Island next week against a really good Northside team. I mean, right now, North Carolina is number one. Kent Island, you would have number two in the rankings. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. And Parkside has a chance to see if they, you know, if they can hold up against the North, against Kent Island. Going to be tough, but certainly not impossible for them. But what Kent Island has this year that they haven't necessarily had is a very good passing game, and they're very balanced this year. Not to say they've had a poor passing game in years past. They just haven't relied on it too much. And it was fairly screen plays and a lot of eight routes that we ran at Calvert Hall back in the day, at least what we called it with the out-numps and the square-ins with that twins wide receiver combination. That was a bread and butter of Brian Sofanowski back in the day when he was coach of the team. By the way, I don't think Damian Ferragamo probably gets enough credit for the fact that he's seamlessly taken over that program. I don't think anybody's really talking about that much. I did a little bit in my What We Learned segment last year. But in general, I don't think he gets enough play. I was just assumed Kent Island would continue to do well. Well, easier said than done. They get it done tonight. But Parkside, by the way, in the South, 3-1. They continue to be the best team in the South, rolling along. I still haven't gotten a final that Washington-Laurel game, but I have to assume that Washington lost that game tonight against a pretty good Laurel team. Not as good as Woodbridge or Sussex Central that some of the other Bayside Conference teams have played this year. Again, as we talked about, Easton and Jay and Bennett tomorrow at noon. All right, we'll see if we can't maybe catch up with head coach Brian Matt Griffith, that is. Sorry, I've got so many names and numbers in front of me right now. we'll see if we can catch up with head coach Matt Griffith of the Easton Warriors before he heads off to bed about tomorrow's game. And we'll come back with more on the way next as we're, again, just about through week number four in the Bayside Conference. It is rolling along. Keep it here.
We need your help. If you're attending a high school sports game, then we want your pictures and videos. Send them to us at OvertimeLive@GoEaston.net or tag Mark Potter or Overtime Live in your Facebook pictures.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Del Marva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Woolley and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
Ready, willing, and able to serve you. Since 1919, homeowners in Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's counties have relied on Meitzer Petroleum to keep their heating and cooling systems trouble-free. From their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee and a no-run-out policy to ensure your peace of mind, to a full range of oil heat, commercial fuel, and propane services, the team at Meitzer Petroleum takes pride in providing all of your heating and air conditioning needs. When it comes to choosing services for your home or business, go with a name you can trust. Call Meitzer Petroleum today at 410-822-4335 or visit them online at MeitzerPetroleum.com.
From the Queen Anne's County Lions to the Cambridge South Dorchester Vikings, we have football covered in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM and SFMSports.net.
Chip and Bauer in the backfield. Zach Smith in for David Bailey. Long snap count. Give it to Manship. Run on the right side. Nice little cut. He breaks free. He's going to be into the end zone again. Untouched. A nice little run there. A 31-yard run this time for Will Manship.
Same play. Great block down. Good kick out by Bauer. And he walks into the end zone.
Mark Potter and the coach Dale Beecraft on the call. On our Overtime Live Friday Night Lights game of the week. North Carolina over Queen Anne's 55-7. Out to the hotline we go. Joining us, we've got Easton head coach Matt Griffith joining us as we preview the game tomorrow on the road at J.M. Bennett. And coach, how was the week of practice leading into tomorrow's game?
We actually had a really good week of practice so far this week, and looking forward to getting out there to play tomorrow.
And talk about, obviously, Jared Winters, a freshman quarterback. You have to make some adjustments. I know, though, reading some of the quotes of the paper, you speak very highly of him. And I saw a quote where you said, hey, look, obviously, if we had been able to build around Jared Winters during the summertime, if he had been our starting quarterback, you think that he would be doing extraordinary things this year. Obviously, Mason Ledford, the senior, coming back. So it's in the middle of the year, having to make adjustments, that happens. But talk about what you've seen from him so far.
Jaron's done a great job. I mean, it was kind of baptism by fire in week two, and he held himself together playing against a very good Queen Anne's team that week, and every day of practice, every game, every snap, he's getting better. And he's a 15-year-old freshman that's like a sponge right now for us, absorbing everything in and doing everything we're asking him to do, and he's done a phenomenal job so far.
And Coach, I know we talked about this. This is the first time that you've dealt with a situation like this. We go back with Jalen Mooney and TJ Nixon, so some experience with this. How similar are Jaren Winters and TJ Nixon if you compare their situations? Is Jaren maybe ahead of TJ at this point, or was it pretty even? Are there any differences there?
Two different types of quarterbacks, but I'd say it's a similar situation. The difference would be Jaren probably a little less because it would happen so early in the season. If I recall correctly, it was around week 8 or 9 when that happened with Jalen and TJ. So just, you know, having to do it a little sooner and less, you know, less experience under his belt at this time.
And Winter's pretty good arm, right?
Yeah, he does. He has a very strong arm. He's a good baseball player as well. And we talked about having him the entire time. He wasn't even our number two at camp. You know, he's starting on defense for us, and due to other injuries and different things that have happened, he's had to be the guy to be able to step in. And he's, like I said, he's done a great job and just doing everything we asked of him thus far.
Do you feel like he's getting in sync with his receivers as well as he can be at this point?
As much as possible, yes. I mean, it's just it's one of them things that's going to take time. And as I said, you know, every day it's a little bit better. Something else clicks in, timing's a little bit better, different things. And, you know, he's learning the system that we run, and, you know, we've changed it a little bit. You know, anytime you have different quarterbacks, you tweak things to their advantage. And, you know, he played well. Like I said, you know, coming in at Queen Anne's, did a nice job at Parkside. You know, we had some opportunities to win that game, and unfortunately for us, it didn't go that way, and we're excited to get out there tomorrow.
Coach, before we get to the game tomorrow, as I made mention, and I think something that's going to certainly help you guys this year with the change offensively with some of the injuries, is the fact that your defense has afforded themselves very well this year. I know Washington week one was not quite the opponent that you faced weeks 2 and 3, but your defense has held up pretty darn good, I think.
It has, and you know, our defense is very young. We got 9 you know, underclassmen out there that start on defense for us, only 2 seniors that start. And they continue to get stronger and stronger each week. And, you know, last week we had some opportunities with some missed tackles. But I think even if you go back to week 2 against Queen Anne's, we were in a lot of the right places, just not finishing the play 100%. And that's what we've been focused on. And hopefully we'll do a little bit better of that tomorrow.
Coach, what's it going to take tomorrow to come out to victor against Jay and Bennett? And give us a little preview of the Clippers from what you've seen on tape.
You know, they're very athletic. You know, Coach Gibson does a nice job with them, gets prepared. They got very good special teams with their kicker, you know, all aspects there taken care of. He's one of the best that we've seen around. Offensively, they'll present some challenges for us as they'll run multiple sets, formations, and, you know, try to get you to miss a line. And, you know, defensively, they get after it, play a lot of cover zero against you. And for us, we're going to have to be able to, you know, have some ball control and either, you know, be able to drive down the field and take every opportunity that we get or they give us. Not leave any points on the field and put them all up on the board. And defensively, we're going to have to play, you know, as well as we have at any point this year and make sure that we're, you know, finishing the plays. And when we get there, make the tackle and hopefully maybe get a turnover or two.
Yeah, they've got a senior quarterback and running back as well. You mentioned, though, their kicker, Steve Oscar, who this year the best of the base. I know Ken Island's had some pretty good kickers over the years as well. But when you take a look at Oscar, I guess you tell your kids, hey, look, we don't want to be in a case kind of like Colonel Richardson was, leading 8-7 in the fourth quarter. He kicks a 42-yarder, and they end up winning 10-8.
Yeah, no, he got us a couple years ago. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
10-7 with a 43 or 44-yard field goal to end the game. And we definitely don't want to be in that situation, so we're going to do everything in our power to make sure we're not in that scenario.
Yeah. Coach, in terms of Winters, I want to go back to him for a second. We talked about his arm. Is he also a guy that can run for you? Have you utilized him in that position? Or is it the case that, yes, he can run, but given the fact that Ledford's already out, that we don't want to chance it too much?
Yeah, you know, we play football. We're gonna do whatever it takes and whatever the other team's given us. Jaren's very athletic, like I said. He's a big kid too. He's like 6'1", 185 pounds, and moves very well. And I think he's still got some growing to do. So we're excited about his feeling, and with everything that he's done so far this year, whether it's going to be on the ground or in the air, you know, he's going to have some opportunities to get some real good experience against live bullets this year. And you know, we'll see what happens.
Final question for you, Coach. Again, the preview this year was that Easton had a lot of returning skill guys, but that a lot of guys had to be replaced in the trenches. How do you feel after the first 3 weeks of your play in the trenches, both offensively and defensively?
Well, I think we've had some growing pains on both sides of the ball, but I think it's gotten better each week. You know, the guys that are up there, again, I think there's two. Well, I mean, there's only one senior defensive lineman that starts, and there's two senior offensive linemen. So we're in a good place. The kids are working hard, and we're excited. Like I said, that as a whole, they're getting better each and every week, and the more that they can get some more experience, the better off we'll be.
All right, well, Coach, best wishes. Really appreciate it. I know it's late tonight. You got a game tomorrow at noon in Salisbury, taking on 2-1 Jay and Bennett. Easton looking to improve to 2-2 on the year. Coach, thank you for your time, and we will talk to you next week.
I appreciate it, Mike. Have a good night.
Great, you too. Appreciate it. Head Coach Matt Griffith of the Easton Warriors at 10:14 on the OTL. We're trying to catch up with maybe one more coach if we can. And also texted or left a message for Bob Knox, so I was hoping to get him briefly. As I mentioned earlier, his grandson, who is battling cancer, was able to make it to the game today. As you know, Bob Knox took the year off last year to help his daughter out, his grandson, with that situation. And his grandson was able to be at the game tonight, running out with the team on the field. And even though they lost 30-3, I think in Coach Knox's mind, they won as far as that's concerned, as there are bigger things than football, as we know. All right, we'll take a, well, let's see. Actually, let me see if who this might be. And good evening, Overtime Live. Who's this?
It's Coach Riley.
Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
Absolutely doing good, and tonight Parkside coming out the winner 31-8. I know it's late. We don't want to take too much of your time, but Coach, in this one, obviously the first game of the Battle of Salisbury, quickly Andrew Smith got a touchdown pass to Tyler Paulson, a 36-yarder going up 7-0. It looks like that combination, by the way, is starting to ramp up because there were some nice plays between the two of them last week against Easton.
Yeah, I think they're starting to figure each other out, which is a nice thing, and Andrew's throwing a really nice ball right now. So that's a plus for us when he's able to do those things, and that was good.
And in this one, so you go up 7-0. Wicomico comes back. They go ahead 8-7 on a 22-yard rush by Jordan Briggs and the 2-point conversion. They were able to take advantage of a good field position off of a poor punt. But then you guys turn around, Marcus Yards, a 20-yard touchdown run, a 2-point conversion to make it 15-8. And then that's the way it was at halftime, right? You guys led 15-8.
Yeah, we had the ball. We had the ball. Tried to do a couple different things right before half. We got it back. Defense made a stop, and then we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. So we decided go in a half, get our adjustments straight, and then came out with a pretty good game plan for the second half.
It seems like the difference in the game, and why down just seven, why Brian Hansen felt the need to do this, but it seemed like the difference in the game was Wicomico faking a punt that was botched. You guys get the ball back in good field position, and then Destin Richardson caps off the drive with a 2-yard touchdown run and a Smith to Paulson 28-yard pass in that series, put you up 23-8, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, I think definitely that aspect of them trying to get a quick one on us, and then us being able to capitalize because we were in safe mode at that point, allowed us to get good field position, and we were able to capitalize on it.
I was going to say, were you guys caught by surprise by that, or did they just botch it?
I think they just botched it, and then we tried to we actually had them stopped. Even further back, kid made a nice play. He kind of got away from one of our guys, and then our corner came up and made a really solid tackle. Or it might have been Elijah. I think Elijah came over and was able to stick him. And like you said, you know, we took the ball over inside of the 40. We were able to move the ball, drive, capitalize it with a nice pass to Tyler. He catches it on the one or on the three, and then Destin just came right through.
Well, to have a guy like Paulson to aid that run game this year without Niall Ogee for the second straight week, that's got to be a big boost, a big help to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely. I think both the tight ends were doing some good things tonight. Tyler had a great catch, had a couple good catches, actually was set up for another one, just missed it. And, it's nice when we're running the ball as efficiently as we are and then we're able to set that play-action pass up and do some of the things to get him one-on-one as well. So that was really positive.
Are you expecting OG back for next week's game?
Yes, that's the thought.
And Coach, next week, Kent Island on the road in Stevensville. I know that North Carolina game snowballed. We talked about that. Things got out of hand really quickly, and it was tough to come back from that. But another opportunity to play against one of the elite teams in the Bayside and get a win there. Talk about what next week means for you.
you know, it's a big week, obviously. You know, we have the same thought process as we do all of our stuff, you know, just one game at a time. They have a sound system, good coaching staff. So we just got to get ourselves kind of lined up and get our alignment straight and then get ready to play ball. But definitely, you know, looking at it halfway mark of the season, we'd like to be in a situation to be on the plus side of that and really put ourselves in good position.
What do you feel that you took out of the North Carolina game that you can use in this game next week to help aid you to win?
I think just honestly, timing as far as leaving. I think one of the things that I did, and it was on me, you know, we didn't leave within an efficient amount of time in order to get up to North Carolina, and credit Coach McCormick for extending it a little bit for us because we got caught in traffic. So I think just having the right mindset for our guys and really just taking that business trip and really putting that as the emphasis so that we have plenty of time to let them get acclimated to where it is that we are and what it is we're there to do.
Coach, it seems to me defense and special teams will be the difference in the game. Again, with special teams not necessarily making a play, but make sure you don't turn over the ball. And then obviously Kent Island this year presents you a tougher task because they're very balanced offense with their transfer quarterback, Trent Jackson.
Yeah, I think they do a nice job. You know, they run their system. They're very power oriented as they were last year. But I think the quarterback definitely is an elusive kid. He's able to roll out of the pocket well, throws the ball well. So for us, you know, it's just about just finding what it is that for our alignments is going to be key, and then just kind of making allowing our kids to go make plays, which I think they'll be able to do.
All right, well, Coach, congratulations. A win tonight, 31-8 over Wicomico. I think that's five straight for you guys. So certainly you guys have owned that rivalry. And then the Jay and Bennett game would be the deciding factor in the Salisbury Championship. But off to a 3-1 start, just about as good as you could do. And then we'll see what happens against Kent Island. Obviously, either Matt or the coach will be, I believe, interviewing you on the field because that's our Friday Night Lights game of the week next week.
Oh, fantastic. Awesome.
Yeah. Coach, thanks for calling in on the late hour. Congrats on the win, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care. Appreciate it. Parkside head coach Brendan Riley will take a timeout and put a bow on it next.
Tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites, to see who is chosen as the Overtime Live Carpool Car Wash Coach of the Week. That coach will receive a free car wash, courtesy of the Carpool in Easton and Salisbury.
Football season is here, and Cario, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Grawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Grawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Grawls, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge. And available online at crabbygraw.com.
Preston Ford is going to rock Delmarva with below friends and neighbors pricing. Prices are so low, we can't even advertise them. Choose from a massive inventory of over 1,000 new Fords, and 0% financing is available for up to 72 months. Plus, first responders get an additional $1,000 appreciation cash on F-150s and Super Duties. We're dealing like never before. Bring in your best deal, and we'll beat it. Don't miss out. Below friends and neighbors pricing absolutely ends September 30th, only at Preston Ford or online at PrestonFord.com.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at edsroto.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And away go troubles down the drain.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton. Like them on Facebook.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Kent Island, and Talbot all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with a Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
U.S. Heating and Air is your local family-owned heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration company. We'll work hard to keep you comfortable in your home and business and provide you with affordable green solutions. We want to earn your business and your confidence. So please call us at U.S. Heating and Air for all your HVAC needs. Call 410-819-USUS. Ask about our $39 checkup special. U.S. Heating and Air, us serving you. 410-819-USUS. Financing available.
It's Overtime Live with Mike Bradley, the only show on the shore covering high school football in the Bayside Conference. Here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 10:24, wrapping things up here on the OTL. Coming in live from the Edge Training Academy Studios. One final look at your Pret Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Pret Moy Therapy Associates providing physical therapy. Whoa, wait a minute there. Sorry, Matt. Nope. Okay. Providing physical therapy and sports care at the AAMC building on Kent Island. All right. Our game of the week, North Carolina over Queen Anne's 55-7. North Carolina 4-0. Queen Anne's at 2-2. Kent Island 30-3 victors over Stephen Decatur. Kent Island now 4-0. Stephen Decatur drops to 2-2. Kent County victors over Snow Hill by a score of 45-28. Kent County improving to a 1-3 on the season, their first win, and Snow Hill dropping to 0-4 on the year. Cambridge South Dorchester getting their first win of the year, 28-14. The final over Colonel Richardson as Colonel drops to 1-3 as well. Parkside, winners over Wicomico, 31-8. Parkside down 3-1. Wicomico drops to 2-2. Washington, they fell tonight to Laurel. I had that score. I believe it was 50-27 was the final in that one. I apologize. I just had that up, but I must have closed that out. Washington falling to 1-3 on the year. That's Laurel out of Delaware's Henlopen Conference. And then tomorrow at noon, 1-2 Easton on the road at 2-1 J.M. Bennett in Salisbury. Going to be a beautiful day for a game, so you can get out and root on your Warriors or your Clippers, depending on, well, who you root for. All right, next week, our Overtime Live Friday Night Lights game of the week is going to be the Kent Island Buccaneers hosting the Parkside Rams, a battle of North versus South. The Roto-Rooter pregame show at 6:45 and the Ben Franklin Crafts kickoff at 7. Don't forget, I'll have my Power Poll coming up on Sunday at sfmsports.net. You can click on the high school link and then click on Overtime Live. It'll be there for you. And then next week, I'll have a two-part version of what we learned. Didn't get a chance to get to it this week. I apologize about that. And also, we'll have picks as well. Don't forget to check out our Overtime Live Facebook page at facebook.com/OvertimeLive, posting a lot of stories and, of course, links to material about the Bayside, state polls, etc. As North Carolina ranked 25th in the state in the last poll, and obviously they'll stay there with their convincing win tonight. I want to thank Mark Potter, the coach Dale Beecraft, also producer Brooke Posner as well for making the show possible tonight, and we will catch you next weekend. Coming up, we join Nash Knights Live in Progress as we get back into the Midshores country music right here at 94.3 Winx FM. Also, by the way, I want to thank Steve at sfmsports.net. Until next Friday at 6:45, have a great and safe weekend, and look forward to talking to you week number 5.